When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mayos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Opening up the phone lines now at 800-636-1067. Your reaction to the Commanders falling to the Steelers 28-27. One thing which you didn't mention in the first segment. So I went to the game. Mm-hmm. Once again, thank you to Jason Wright for setting everything up.
How close did you park to the stadium?
Pretty close. No, not quite that close.
Yeah. But you didn't have that parking underneath the...
Yeah, it was underneath that.
That thing. Yeah,
it was underneath that.
Very good.
You know what's deceiving about the parking? Mm. It said... On my parking pass,
yeah,
row 7.
Okay.
And it gave me some sort of space number.
Yeah, yeah.
There are no space numbers or rows.
Free for all. Yeah,
it's
fine.
Total free
that's
for
okay.
all.
No worries.
I actually asked the guy, I was like, where's row 7? And he goes, he looked at me dumbfounded. He's like, just head right. over there.
Yeah, he just said, look at this rookie asking me where the spot is.
And some things are improved with the stadium. Mm-hmm. But man, getting into the stadium to park,
yeah.
Like my buddy took the Metro and had to walk and left about the same time. And I was like, man, maybe I should have just done the Metro. Now, from where I live, I would have changed lines and been total pain in the neck. But man, that last like 20 to 30 minutes, which is like a half mile. Mm-hmm. It took 20 to 30 minutes to go a half mile.
Yeah.
It's just the massive amount of cars. But what I wanted to say is, and I think it will change in time. But at least right now, it hasn't changed. There were more Steelers fans.
Well,
I mean, it was outrageous. I know they tried to do the burgundy towels, and I actually have a burgundy towel.
Yeah.
It was outrageous.
Well, a lot of the crowd shots that I saw, a lot of terrible towels were being waved. No, so, yeah, that makes sense.
I had tracks. I had two buddies that I went to see during the game, and I left at halftime. And one of them was in section 103, my friend Greg. And that section seemed to be... I'll say 50-50. Mm-hmm. That was on the Commander side. But my other buddy, Ryan, was on the other side on like section 119. I walked over there. I mean, you would have thought you were in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Well, you could tell on the broadcast. First of all, you could see all the yellow towels, and then you could also hear just the cheering whenever they would score.
There were loud cheers, I think, when Washington did stuff. Like, I think... It was different than a couple of years ago. I went to two games. All right, went to a game when Valdez and Drab were there against the Vikings, and there were a lot of Vikings fans at that game. It was much louder and raucous from the Washington side than I remember. But there was equal, if not louder, raucous Steelers fans.
The fact is, it was like it was at a neutral field.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Yeah. It felt like a neutral field game.
That's kind of surprising to me.
Maybe
I think it's just going to take time.
Well, just consider this season they're having. It's kind of surprising to me.
Maybe they got the tickets, a lot of them before. Yeah. I don't. Who knows?
Could have been when they saw Commanders on the schedule. They're like, oh, that's a quick road trip.
Yeah, or 3 hours.
A lot of
away.
Steelers fans just live in this area.
Well, a lot of them went to the Pens game the night before, right?
That's right, Friday night.
So like
a lot of the
Steelers,
they did.
Fan base probably planned. Hey, this is a perfect weekend to come to Washington.
Double dip.
Do the double dip. got the Pens game and then the Steelers game.
Oh, they
I don't know that it was a factor, but I remember on the last couple of plays, it was like a road game for Jaden Daniels to call the play and communicate to
his own players.
I'm sure
it impacted him at some point.
On third and nine or third and 10 and fourth and nine, fourth and 10, whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, you could see that there were a ton of yellow towels. In fact, the burgundy towels, did they pass out their own burgundy towels?
So in the presidential suite, there were burgundy towels, but I heard other people saying that were in the regular seats that maybe they didn't have them. So
yeah.
I don't know. They were sponsored by Verizon. I don't know how many towels Verizon made. Right. When I did my appearance at the Verizon store on Friday, actually, there were towels.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I mean, it was definitely annoying, but what are you going to do?
Yep.
Nothing you can do.
I think
it'll take a couple
years. I think it will change because I do think the fan base has reignited. Jaden Daniels has brought hope to this organization, new owner. All of that stuff is trending in the right direction. Just with the Steelers fan base, hard to beat that.
They've built it over the years.
That's not exclusive just to Northwest Stadium. They show up at a lot of road venues.
I do want to zone on one Steelers fan. When I was leaving, there's this guy, he had a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to be a Steelers fan, it's fine.
Yeah.
But a Mitch Trubisky jersey.
Yeah, it's a jersey like foul. That's a bad jersey choice by you.
He had a Trubisky.
You can't wear a Trubisky. That's freaking embarrassing. Well, that's just awful. What would the Commanders equivalent be of wearing? That'd be like, I guess, wearing like a Chase Young jersey around. I guess some people still do that.
I think Chase made a big play yesterday. Maybe it would be like a Wentz. Like, think of a guy who ended up being a backup quarterback.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
great.
Who
was just barely there.
Case Keenum. Whatever.
Yeah.
We got plenty of those. We got 100 of those guys you could choose from.
Well, I'll say this. The team store, it's popping. Like, a lot of people are going in there, getting their Jaden jerseys, getting Commanders hats. I mean, we're seeing more and more of that. It's just the Steelers fan base is tough to overcome.
For sure. I'm driving this morning, and Carlos is hoot and hollering from the garage.
Yeah.
Already. You know, I'm not
well,
even
he told
in the
me on Friday
yet.
He couldn't lose. He said, it's like having two kids.
He likes both teams.
Yeah,
but he abandoned the Skins for the Steelers.
I know, but he's back on, I think.
Yeah,
He told me
it's like having two kids. Can't root for one or the other.
He was definitely rooting for the Steelers.
Speaking of not losing, I felt like I couldn't lose my Falcons bet, and I owe Jason now $14.
What was your Falcons bet?
I thought the Falcons would beat the Saints, the dead Saints who fired their coach. I forgot about the dead cat bounce that every team gets once they fire their coach and they put in the new guy.
Well, also, remember Cake said last week, he said, put your entire 401k on the Falcons. It's a lock. And I said, all right, I'm fading you.
You faded me.
Two things in that game. Their kicker missed, I believe, 3 field goals.
Right.
Or maybe even 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirk Cousins did that thing which he did in the playoffs a couple years ago. So it's 4th and 7 or 8.
He threw it 6 yards.
He threw a 2-yard pass.
Yeah, my guy Kirk
threw a 2-yard pass.
You know
what are you doing?
I'm going to send a Venmo request to Kirk Cousins for $14. See, he basically owes me. I mean, he's my birthday compatriot, August 19th. That's my guy. He let me down yesterday.
Back to the game, though. It was a game which could have gone either way, for sure. You look at some of the overall numbers. The Steelers had 312 yards. Washington only amassed 242 yards. So that's far below their typical offensive output.
Yeah, but we got 27 on a team that normally gives up 15. Less than 15.
And part of that is due to the buffoonery of the failed
fake punt.
Fake punt.
Yeah.
Which just put Washington, on the 20?
Yeah, it was a gift.
It was a gift.
But they took advantage of it.
Too.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, that was a wash.
Yeah.
But it's a different game in that Trustway punted 6 times. I mean, there were games earlier this year where Trustway wasn't getting on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there were 6 punts, but there was 5 by the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a punt fest for a while. It was a 3-and-out fest.
I just wouldn't.
They played a really good team
and lost by a point. We didn't play our best game. They played well. Hats off to them.
I wouldn't read too much into it. Russell Wilson does throw a nice deep ball, and he gives his receivers a chance. Like, Pickens made an unbelievable catch.
Oh, great acrobatic catch.
It wasn't, it was thrown to the inside, wasn't where
his
you'd think he'd throw it to
on that
as
was
great
crazy.
As he is.
Pickens is a punk.
He's a clown. As great as he is, he's one of the biggest clowns in the league. You know you can get under his skin. He tried that wacky move where he jumped in the air and tried to hurdle somebody. Then he was face masking. I don't understand. No call. How is that not a call? He's clearly manipulating his face mask with his hand. You can call face masking on an offensive player. I don't know why he grabbed it,
but he pushed it up. Yeah.
He was pushing it, but then his fingers were curled into the mask. That should have been a penalty. Yeah. He's a clown. He's always flexing when he makes a first down. Like, I don't know.
If he's good. He's good.
He's good. But you know what he is? He's a handful.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Diva wide receiver personified.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And then when he doesn't get a ball. So I didn't think Russell Wilson played particularly great, although he ended up with three interceptions because three touchdowns. There were a couple of times where he had guys wide open, including Pickens. Mm-hmm. He had one. I mean, the great thing about the president's suite being overhead is you see everything.
Sure.
And Pickens was in the back of the end zone on one pass where Russell Wilson rolled left and he threw to an underneath receiver. Pickens was just standing there like nobody within 10 yards of him in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, but Russell
Wilson missed him.
He missed him, but he wasn't open for like seconds. He was open like that because those guys were converting on the whatever receiver that Wilson was throwing to.
Right.
Yeah, but he wasn't open that long.
He wasn't great, but he was big when he needed to.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what a vet does.
The throw to Mike Williams was
beautiful. Was a great throw.
But that was St. Juice getting beat. And, you know, I don't think that Lattimore gets beat like that. Let's hope he plays on Thursday.
I don't think he will. I think they're going to probably wait. Because I just don't think they're going to rush him back. Mm. I think they're going to wait one more week. And then he has the rest of the season, right? Because then he'll have like 10 more days to rest it.
Yeah.
Unless he's perfect.
If he's ready to go, I think they're going to put him
in. If he's ready to go.
I mean,
but if he's borderline, let me look.
If he's borderline,
they had like Wiley was borderline. They didn't play him.
B-Rob, too.
B-Rob, they haven't played him. They haven't pushed him.
Yeah.
The only one you could maybe argue they pushed was Jaden, but Jaden like didn't miss a beat.
Well, I think they realize if St. Juice is on A.J. Brown, it's not going to turn out good for them.
It might not, but it's okay. Because you have other games. They're going to try to win. I think we can win. But if we lose, it's not the end of the world. I know it is amazing how beaten down the fan base is. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if they're just beaten down Commanders fans or they're just, you know, like Cowboy fans or Steelers fans that like to beat up on us. But that my Twitter feed was unbelievable of everybody just saying, oh, Jaden stinks, or now he's coming back to earth,
right.
Or the team is awful. They only lose to good teams, and you're right. We look, you know, the better teams we've lost to, but that game could have gone either way. I didn't feel too horrible about it, other than it just sucks to lose.
It felt like a playoff game.
Say again?
It felt like a playoff game.
Totally. And I think next week, I think Thursday night will feel the same way. I feel like a playoff game.
It's a big one.
I'd like to win. But I'm not going to kill, and I'm not going to be devastated if we lose.
No, I mean, it's week 11. It's a division game. It's the team that you're battling for the division.
And I know they only look at the next game, but I'm sure the staff has mapped out before the bye. And you mentioned it. Those two home games, the Cowboys look completely dead and lost, obviously.
Those are must wins and should wins.
And then the Titans, you should beat both of those teams. Oh, I've already given up
on him, right?
I've resigned myself to the fact that my Trey Lance bags are worth they're bags of lint at this point. They're virtually worthless.
All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction, 800-636-1067. Commanders fall 28-27 to the Pittsburgh Steelers at home.
All right, let's go to Eric in DC. I don't know, people working today?
Not many.
Out there? I know my daughter has school. I guess it's private school. Do public school, are they closed? Or what's the deal with public school?
So. People aren't working, but there were still traffic fiascos on the way into work.
That's crazy.
This is a little drizzle.
No. I'm talking about like
accidents.
Like full lanes shut down. Like the BW Parkway shut down.
Eric, what's up, buddy? Parkway you're on the jumps.
What's going on with y'all this morning?
Speak up, buddy. I can barely
hear
you.
Take us off your speaker or Bluetooth.
Your phone stinks.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, cool. Actually, I'm still happy with the team. The funny thing is, Jaden plays so good that fans forget that we still have a rookie quarterback. So when they say, well, we're losing to the best team, he's a rookie, but he outplayed being a rookie. So at the end of the day,
I thought he was fine. He wasn't at his best, But he was fine. He wasn't the reason why we lost.
I think if we had connected on that McCaffrey pass in the red zone, going the opposite direction, we would have won the game. But I knew they was going to score because it just that lob that Russell Wilson was throwing the all game that he wasn't connecting on, but with George Pickens, I said, man, he's going to catch that. And so it's time to sit down, St. Jude.
Well, what are you going to do? You don't have anybody else. Yeah. You got four.
You
got to
play him now.
But they're not happy
until Lattimore's healthy.
It's done. But see, George. I mean, Mike Williams wasn't even the first. He's not even a lead receiver. He's like the third guy, and St. Jude got beat by him. So
yeah, he's pretty good though.
It's time to. But he's been a bum. I mean, his best days probably was when he was playing with the Chargers. I mean, St. Jude is a bum. It's done. It's time to sit St. Jude.
I don't think they're going to sit him. I think he's just going to be the number two guy, which probably better suits him.
If Mike Williams has a skill set, it's go routes and catching deep balls from like big play
receiver.
That
was a great catch.
It was a really good catch.
That was a great
catch. Perfectly placed ball by Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, just looking up like that. I mean, like that.
I mean, it was a really good play.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't enamored with it. I guess
it was a great catch.
That offense
was a great throw too.
I mean, I just ran right by our guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not every receiver can catch those.
Yeah, that offense is interesting. Pittsburgh almost. Just from my view, they don't run any intermediate routes. It's like guys are running deep or they're really short.
Yeah, just feast or famine type deal.
Let's go, John.
How many shots did he take downfield? Because he hit the Pickens one, he hit the Williams one, but he probably threw about eight of them.
John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing, man?
Hello. You're doing good.
Hey, you know, for all these Pittsburgh fans we're going to hear about today, Pittsburgh ain't that good. Washington gave that game away. We should have beat them. We should have put our foot on their neck and just destroyed them. But they kept letting them come back in the game. And that last call on that fourth down, the referees, they got to figure out something because you should have called that a first down and let the league off his chain because it was a first down. At that point, they come back and win the game anyway. We're not even having this conversation. They're a better team than you think, but Pittsburgh is not that good.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
That's all I got.
All right, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
I think if you look at the AFC.
I mean, they're 7-2. Yeah, they're good.
The record is right there, but it feels like KC, Buffalo, and Baltimore are all better than Pittsburgh. Feels that way.
I don't know.
We'll see.
They're formidable. I mean, I don't think I would want to play Pittsburgh
in the
playoffs. You know what I mean? It's not like it's a walkover.
No, they're a well-coached team.
Yeah.
And they'll probably keep games close, but I'm more impressed by those other teams. Now, KC, they just find a way to win. Yesterday, block a kick.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's just a layup field goal, and it gets blocked. I mean, I expect, like, 50-yarders to get blocked, but not
a 35-yarder.
Yeah, I mean, a chip shot.
Like all right, 800-636-1067. Taking your calls, obviously, throughout the show. Disappointing loss, but don't panic. Don't go crazy. Don't give up on the team. It's amazing the tweets that I've been getting over the last 24 hours. We'll bring out more of your calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.